Black Country Radio, Dave here with street dancer, talent show judge, TV host, and probably most famously winner of Britain's Got Talent as leader of dance group diversity, Ashley Banjo.
Oh, that's an intro.
Well, you're a man of many talents, Ashley.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
How are you doing this morning, okay?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, good. Been here, been working, been up early doors, but I'm feeling good.
Awesome. So you were in the area. You were in the Black Country recently as host of Into Mary Hill's Retailer Awards at the Copthorne Hotel. How was that? How was the evening?
It was fun. It was good, actually. Do you know what's interesting about that? What's interesting about that is that obviously diversity and myself, we actually started dancing at like shopping centers and kind of that's where we kind of grew up, and that's where we kind of learned to do what we do. So kind of going back and being able to host those awards is actually quite, it was actually quite nice.
Oh wow, so like kind of a full circle story for you.
Kind of, yeah.
Well, I mean, Ashley, these days it seems like you're on my TV all the time, and of course it all started with Britain's Got Talent. I remember watching that as a teenager, watching your finals performance and being blown away. I mean, the success since then, it's been phenomenal, hasn't it?
Oh, thank you. No, it has been. It's sometimes I still pinch myself, and it's hard. I've been saying this morning, it's kind of, you know, we're slowly approaching that 10-year mark now since winning.
10
you know,
years,
back
oh
in. It was back like in the first half of 2009, and you know, we're about to go into 2018 or whatever. So it's kind of, it's crazy, you know, to think that time has flown so quickly. And yeah, we've just been very lucky, and we've worked really hard, tried to anyway, and we're still here, we're still doing it. And so I'm feeling lucky.
I mean, would you ever be tempted to do another reality TV series again? Because surely, if you went on Strictly, that glitter ball's in the bag.
Do you know what? People ask me about Strictly quite often, and they say, wouldn't it be cheating? And I go, well, no, I can't dance ballroom or lane, save my life. So it'd be interesting. But maybe, who knows, might be Strictly one day.
Yeah, just whack a few little street dance moves in there, they won't know.
Yeah, a few waves and pops, maybe do a quick worm.
Yeah, they get a few extra points for that, surely. Bit different, bit creative. So, of course, not only are you do so much stuff on TV now, but you also work with so many charities and children. You've got this new initiative, Fit to Dance, which I believe you're working with Disney on Ice with.
Exactly, yeah. It is working with Disney and Disney on Ice. And it's a really fun project, actually, because I'm just really passionate about anything that gets kids up and moving and active, especially dancing, obviously. And this is aimed at young kids and young families. And essentially, it will take their favourite songs and stories from Disney and Disney on Ice, and they can then create their own stories, but using the music, and then they create dance routines to tell those stories, and they can kind of dress up and they can get involved and make new friends. And yeah, the workshops have been really successful so far, and what's great about it as well is that people can just download this stuff. You know, you don't have to come to a workshop. Schools, youth clubs, even families can do this at home, and it's all, you can find it all online at disneyonice.co.uk/fit-to-dance. But it's just, yeah, it's just a bit of fun, and if you love Disney, you'll definitely love this.
So the kids have finally stopped singing Frozen, and now you're going to make them dance to it.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about stop singing it yet. I've met quite a few that have consistently sung it, but it's a classic, right? That song is going to be with us forever now.
Well, true.
It's a modern classic.
So Disney on Ice is in Birmingham this October around here. How did your relationship with Mickey Mouse start? How did you come to this?
Right, check this out. One of the first jobs I ever did when I was about 10 was for Disney. And it's crazy.
No.
Because, yeah, it really, I've got a picture of myself, like I'm tiny, and I'm kind of dancing next to Mickey, and I was doing a performance, for Disney, and it's really funny. So when they asked me to do this, I was like,
"Yep."
Yeah. My mum still manages the group and looks after us, and she was like, "Well, he'll definitely want to do that." She went, "It will go full circle for him."
Right. So you didn't have a choice. You didn't have a choice because mum decided for you.
Mum put me straight in. There you go. Just like she did when I was younger.
So Fit for Dance. How did this all come about with Disney?
Well, I think that Disney kind of got it together. And then when they came to me, I think that what's nice is the fact that I'd like to think anyway that myself and diversity, you know, hopefully we've inspired a lot of kids to dance. And we kind of, you know, have shown, especially for boys, that it is cool to be able to dance and not feel worried about it. Because when I was younger, being a boy that danced was something that, you know, was nowhere near as cool or kind of macho as obviously playing football or rugby. And I think that by me getting involved, hopefully I can, you know, say to kids, like, let's go, let's get up, come on, you know. give it a go. And so hopefully I can just kind of be the face of it and help to, you know, help to kind of get as many kids involved as possible. But, you know, this is not aimed at dancers. This is aimed at kids to get up, get fit, you know, young kids, young primary school kids, young families. And if they love Disney and they want to give dancing a go, then this is the perfect project for them.
So are you aiming this project towards schools?
Definitely. We've been teaching a lot of kids that come from schools. And so a lot of the kids know each other already. But then we've also been teaching quite a few kids that don't know each other. So, yeah, it's aimed at the younger year primary schools.
Now, I'm not going to lie, I was quite an overweight child at school. Where do you think culture, schools and even parents are going wrong when it comes to children's health?
Well, I think obviously, you know, food and diet and nutrition's got a big part to play in it. But I think an equally big part to play is the fact that nowadays you can have, well, not even as many, you could probably have more experiences sitting on your sofa than you can do running around, because with all the games consoles and, you know, you get like tablets and iPhones and moving into like VR and virtual reality and stuff, you know, you can watch videos, you can be anywhere in the world, do anything, see anything, all at the click of a button. And I think that it kind of discourages kids from wanting to get up and run around or wanting to get up and do stuff. When I was younger, you know, I sound like an old man now, but we had to, you know, we were much more active. We used to go out and play out and run around and ride bikes. And I think that I didn't have as much of the tech that kids have got nowadays. So I definitely think that that doesn't help. So anything like this, like Fit to Dance, it can get kids, especially young kids, up and dancing and hopefully having a good time and maybe even inspired to start it up is a great thing.
Well, yeah, I suppose this new project's kind of bringing it full circle in that way as well, that these characters that children see on TV, in films, they can now interact with, let's say, and kind of copy with their own creative style in their own way instead of sitting down and just watching them on
exactly.
the telly.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. So it gets, you know, it's as much about getting their bodies up and going as their minds. You know, they're not just sitting there watching, they're actually getting up and having to create stories and actually be imaginative, you know, and that's a big part of it for me too.
Well, I've got to say, Ashley, it sounds very, very cool, something that I would have definitely been into when I was younger. Where can we find out more about Fit for Dance?
If you go to disneyonice.co.uk/fit-to-dance, all the info and the materials that anyone needs to do it are on there, and they can give, like I said before, they can give this a go, whether you're in a school or even just at home with the family. It's something that everyone can give a go.
Awesome. Now, actually, next time you're back in the Black Country, don't shy away. Come down to the Black Country Radio Studio so we can finally have this dance off, okay?
All right, I'll be there. I'm going to get training.
Ashley, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Wishing you all the luck with Fit for Dance.
Thank you.